Steve Trinity Resources, ISE3, Listening 4. You're going to hear a talk about guilty pleasures. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then, I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? Wearing pyjamas all day, having a second helping of ice cream or cake, and watching series that you've seen 10 times before have been voted among the UK's top guilty pleasures in a recent study. We know these things are looked down on by most people. We're supposed to appear respectable, which both the pyjamas and the ice cream, in the long term, might prevent. This creates a conflict within us, where our pleasure-seeking reptile brain comes to blows with our more socially oriented human brain. The reptile often wins. A real guilty pleasure is something you're ashamed to admit doing afterwards. There's not much music that's too embarrassing for me to share with others, but I might not admit to the number of hours I spent playing Pokemon Go as an adult. But recently, it seems that the rise of nerd culture has led to a demise in guilty pleasures, as people are now sure to find others who share their niche interest and are therefore less likely to feel different. Reading comics can't be described as a guilty pleasure anymore. Indeed, many people take issue with the whole concept. When you label something a guilty pleasure, you are saying something that you enjoy and that someone probably put a lot of work into making or designing or writing, that something is shameful, is not a nice message. Moreover, conforming to social pressure and expectations about what is cool is maybe not the healthiest attitude. Maybe it is cool to just like what you like, without worrying about its street cred. There are some behaviours, though, that I think deserve to fall into the category of guilty pleasures. In moderation, there's no problem, but too much Facebook stalking of exes, to cite one example of a common guilty pleasure, is not conducive to a healthy mindset. So many guilty pleasures are also unproductive and should probably be limited. You only get one life. How much of it do you want to spend watching annoying reality TV? It's complicated, but I do think the idea of guilty pleasures has some value. In many cases, it is useful to distinguish between what is respected by society and what is not. I might prefer one or the other, depending on my mood. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time, make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then, I'll ask you to tell me how the speaker evaluates the concept of guilty pleasures and whether he reaches a conclusion. Are you ready? Wearing pyjamas all day, having a second helping of ice cream or cake, and watching series that you've seen 10 times before have been voted among the UK's top guilty pleasures in a recent study. We know these things are looked down on by most people. We're supposed to appear respectable, which both the pyjamas and the ice cream, in the long term, might prevent. This creates a conflict within us, where our pleasure-seeking reptile brain comes to blows with our more socially oriented human brain. The reptile often wins. A real guilty pleasure is something you're ashamed to admit doing afterwards. There's not much music that's too embarrassing for me to share with others, but I might not admit to the number of hours I spent playing Pokemon Go as an adult. But recently, it seems that the rise of nerd culture has led to a demise in guilty pleasures, as people are now sure to find others who share their niche interest and are therefore less likely to feel different. Reading comics can't be described as a guilty pleasure anymore. Indeed, many people take issue with the whole concept. When you label something a guilty pleasure, you are saying something that you enjoy and that someone probably put a lot of work into making or designing or writing, that something is shameful, is not a nice message. Moreover, conforming to social pressure and expectations about what is cool is maybe not the healthiest attitude. Maybe it is cool to just like what you like, without worrying about its street cred. There are some behaviours, though, that I think deserve to fall into the category of guilty pleasures. In moderation, there's no problem, but too much Facebook stalking of exes, to cite one example of a common guilty pleasure, is not conducive to a healthy mindset. So many guilty pleasures are also unproductive and should probably be limited. You only get one life. How much of it do you want to spend watching annoying reality TV? It's complicated, but I do think the idea of guilty pleasures has some value. In many cases, it is useful to distinguish between what is respected by society and what is not. I might prefer one or the other, depending on my mood. Now tell me how the speaker evaluates the concept of guilty pleasures and whether he reaches a conclusion. You have 1 minute to talk.